Hi, I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up, 20 to 1, or like a bridge over troubled waters. Well, folks, once as a little guy, I was sitting with my dad in a doctor's waiting room for I can't remember what, but I do remember I was reading a Highlights for Kids. Remember those magazines? And I remember reading a riddle. If the average amount a river's water level rises is 3 feet, how high do you have to build a bridge over it? 4 feet? 6 feet? 12 feet? None of the above. I thought about it and thought about it and finally said 12 feet, just to be safe. When I turned the page to whatever for the answer, wasn't I surprised to see none of the above? The bridge must clear the river's flood level, and that tricky riddler didn't tell us how high that was. Now, that riddle is a lot like, how strong do you build a relationship to survive the tough times, i.e., for better and or for worse? Or like Paul Simon, like a bridge over troubled waters. I know, that wasn't anything like how Paul sang it, but be nice. Well, husband and wife psychologist researchers Gottman and Silver have done wonderful work on this issue. They videotaped couples living in their marriage lab 24/7 for several days, and they rated everything they said, from nice to nasty, and kept in touch with the couples for years. Now, my riddle for you is, how many nices for every nasty did a couple have to say to stay together long term? 1 to 1? 2 to 1? 5 to 1? Turns out, at least 5 to 1, with the odds of perking along happily, chronically, if that's the right word for relationships, rising steadily to 20 to 1, gave the best odds. Now, from being married chronically ourselves, 30 plus years, my wife and I know that the waters do get a bit rough, and it's not always easy to be nice when we disagree fundamentally and we feel mad. But our solution is, it's always Pammy's fault, right, Pammy? Oh, I can hear her now. Be nice now, Pammy. Be nice. In any event, I do a lot of couples counseling, and couples in trouble almost always start saying something similar. The problem in our marriage is the other person. Now, every couple has spats, and if they're just occasional, just do whatever you do to stop the blame game, fix your part in the mess, make up, and shift back to 20 to 1. But if the waters are raging nonstop, what to do to keep the bridge connecting you and yours aloft? Step 1, stop the nasties. Cease fire. Step 2, cool your own boiling blood. Deep breaths, go for a walk, a movie, by yourself if need be, whatever works for you. Step 3, put aside your own desire to be heard and find a way to listen closely to the other person. Maybe, long term, read one of Gottman and Silver's books like The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work. If you're really stuck and you're still committed to making it work, find somebody you're comfortable talking with who can understand both of you to reawaken your interest and delight in each other. Remember, being stuck can be pretty miserable, but you made it fun once, you can do it again. The challenge of being joyful together has been with us forever. For all of us who are taking it on, here's an inspiring poem from someone you may never have heard of, an ancient mystic, Rumi, R-U-M-I, Rumi. Come on, sweetheart. Let's adore one another before there is no more of you and me. Come on, Pammy, let's adore one another before there is no more of you and me. And come on, all of you out there, lover-dovers, let's adore one another before there is no more of you and me. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.